New Republic senior editor Noam Schieber considered this question and rejected a cynical answer, that Obama was a black politician who needed a home in a black church to gain credibility with his less educated, less affluent constituents. He also rejected a psychological explanation, namely that Obama, as a product of a racially mixed marriage in which the black father was largely absent, sought in right the father and the identity he never had. Schieber argued that neither explanation answers the important question of why this particular church, this particular pastor. Instead, Schieber pointed to Chicago Tribune reporter David Mendel's biography of Obama, in which Mendel writes that Obama first noticed the church because Wright had placed a Free Africa sign out front to protest apartheid in South Africa. In Mendel's view, Wright had the needed combination of being less socially conservative and better educated than most of the ministers around Chicago. So in choosing Wright, Mendel concluded, Obama found a counselor and mentor who could help Obama grapple with the complex vagaries of Chicago's black political scene as Obama sought to understand the power of Christianity in the lives of black Americans. One shouldn't reject outright any of these explanations. To these, we can add Obama's exposure to the Alinsky method, which taught the importance of churches in community organizing. Obama knew he needed a Chicago church if he were to advance in Chicago politics. Wright's involvement with black liberation theology had to appeal to Obama's leftist thinking, influenced as it had been by radical thinkers, including Frank Marshall Davis, Malcolm X, Frantz Fanon, and Saul Alinsky. Now add one more factor. Before Obama's baptism at Trinity, when he was nearly 30 years old, there is no other life incident evidencing he is a Christian. Obama had to know that running for political office, even state office, would be much more difficult to do if voters suspected he was a Muslim. While there is no evidence Obama has ever practiced Islam, other than people remembering he attended mosque with his stepfather in Indonesia, the most likely conclusion was that his faith was unimportant to him, or that he was an agnostic, maybe even an atheist. Yet once Obama became a member of Trinity, he had proof he was a Christian, as he professed to be. None of us can look into his heart or read his soul. The best evidence we have to judge by is, first, the record of what Obama has done, and second, what he has said about what he has done. Obama also gives us a tantalizing clue. In introducing Reverend Wright in Dreams from My Father, Obama says in passing that Wright had dabbled with liquor, Islam, and black nationalism in the 1960s. In the version of his sermon, Audacity to Hope, from which Obama got the title of his second book, Wright himself admits he was a black Muslim for a time. I was influenced by Martin King, yes, but there was this other guy named Malcolm, and I tried one brief time being a Muslim. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be with you, Wright said in the sermon, Anything But Christian.